This is a recording of the June 14th, 2022 Governance Committee meeting to convene immediately following the special Board of Directors meeting at the Chugach Boardroom.
I'll call us to order at 7:30. Do a roll call of members at the table. We got Director Mark Wiggin. Director Whitney is online. Director Morse is with us. Director Chastain is here, Director Cooper is here, and Director Hollis is here. I will let the minutes reflect the staff in the room as well. I would take a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Are there any discussions, additions, deletions, rearrangements? Hearing none, all in favor of the agenda as presented, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Approval of the March 16th, 2022 minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
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 Minutes are approved. Persons to be heard. Do we have any persons to be heard? I don't think so. I don't see any in the room. We will skip on to unfinished business. Hearing none, we'll move to new business, which is election of the Governance Committee Vice Chair. Are there any nominations for Vice Chair of the Governance Committee? Director Morse.
I nominate Director Whitney.
Are there any other nominations? Oh, Director Whitney, would you accept?
I accept, thank you.
Are there any other nominations for Vice Chair of the Governance Committee? Hearing none, all in favor of electing Governor Whitney, or Governor Whitney as the
you're here.
Director Whitney as the Vice Chair of the Governance Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We have a new Vice Chair. Congratulations, Director Whitney. Review of Board Policy 208. 208 is included in the board packet for today. I would note in reading through this that one of the functions of the governance committee is supposed to be to provide the annual election process to determine if improvements can be made that would be beneficial to the association. I think that we're starting to overlap with what audit and finance does has done on that particular note. Are there any other concerns or observations with board policy 208 that we should consider? Hearing none, we will move on to update of the member advisory committee. Didn't it used to be council?
It's council.
Okay.
According to the bylaws. Member advisory council, yeah.
Julia, through Arthur?
So I think we were going to discuss the agenda for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make a recommendation and then get your thoughts. The MAC, the co-chairs, Ryan and Esther, sent me a note after, as you remember, much discussion they had about, remember they prioritized their interests and had a
yep.
whole white Gantt chart or whatever it's called. So they want a discussion. The topic is how can Chugach help lead an energy transition for South Central Alaska? They want to talk about our generation sources, net metering, electric vehicles, and hydrogen-based generation. So we've been talking staff-wise, a lot of that already exists, what we're doing on EVs, what is our mix. So in order to scratch their itch, we were going to do that, but I wanted to recommend, since a lot of them came to the annual meeting and to the member appreciation event, that we do like an hour on this and then the second hour on the event, the member event and the meeting and how what they saw, the election, what they experienced with their friends, and see if they have suggestions for improvements. Because this is their last meeting until October, which is going to kind of be a wrap-up. And as we originally discussed, it was going to be a discussion of the next MAC. So my thoughts was an hour on this generation and how we can lead the energy transition, and then an hour on our member events. But that's just my recommendation.
Director Morris.
I would suggest an hour and a half on the energy stuff and half an hour on the annual meeting, because I think you have a lot of feedback on the annual meeting. I know it's not the MAC that's heavily engaged, and those issues I think are going to take longer than an hour. I would just split it a little differently.
Other comments or corrections or questions for Julie? One of the things, Julie, that the MAC did after their last meeting was provide a list of member engagement ideas. As a nod to the effort that they did, because part of those, some of those ideas did center on the member appreciation event, perhaps giving a nod somehow. Here is the list of ideas that you had provided the board after your, you know, this is your prior work, build on it,
mm-hmm.
in light of what you saw at the annual meeting. That would seem to be a good resource that, so we're not asking you to plow the exact same ground, but now that you've seen what was done in light of the suggestions that you have made, what can we do to refine this? What additional value can we gain? Just a suggestion. Director Hollis.
If I may add to that, maybe you've already done this, Julie, but I know Teresa collected recommendations from the election committee as well. So I think she's got a list of things regarding the annual meeting and the appreciation.
So yeah.
Maybe she's.
I think theirs was for the election, right? So you're saying we can do that in person with them. That was kind of what I was thinking, is bring their. Because I don't know all who was, of the 14 of them, I don't know all for sure who was there.
Well, I'm not, I mean, they certainly, they could be invited, but I'm just, say, adding to that list of recommendations. And they're probably, many of them are probably duplicates of what the MAC members have done. So.
That's kind of what I was hoping we would do in person with them at the meeting, is get their recommendations. Are you saying get them ahead of time?
No, he was saying supply them with, as a resource.
Yeah.
Here's the suggestions you made. Here's the suggestions the elections committee made.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these suggestions.
Okay.
Any other suggestions that you have?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, that's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask all of you is, so they're one term. You decided there would be one term, which means we'll probably start advertising in the outlet again in August for next year's. Advertise like August, September, October, get some applications so in November and December you can review and appoint for the following year. So just assuming you want to go forward with another MAC, I don't know if we have to decide tonight, but we will have to start advertising probably in August.
This is the first MAC we've had for several iterations, several budget year cycles, CC for that amount. And so does the board have any response to the question of, do we want another MAC? Do we assume that we're going forward as we are this year? Director Wigan.
Do people have to term off? I mean, it really kind of depends on what we're getting out of the MAC, and I think what the members are getting out of it. Seems like to me, if we have particularly engaged people who really would like to stay on, why can't they? Could they just not roll over?
We have People
Matt says
put
they
in,
can roll over.
If they want to roll over, yes, we got to ask them.
No, no,
we can't just do it.
And they have to apply again.
That's what my question was: would we have to reapply? Because what if they all 14 wanted to do it again?
I think they'd just reapply if they wanted to do it again.
Because you might.
I think that we've got to go through the application process.
Oh, I thought they termed out or something after.
Well, yeah, we did. We had it. We appointed him for a 1-year term. That's what they applied for. And we said we were going to appoint different people next year to the extent we got more people.
Okay.
So that's kind of the road we're on, Director Chastain.
So based on what they say they got out of it, or if it's useful, or they think it a continuation, you know, if you get a whole bunch of people to continue, would you consider putting a question out to them, is it better to have a 2-year term, or I don't know?
I think that that's a great kind of part of the conversation to have in October if they're debriefing on the MAC experience. I think that certainly should be fair game.
So I will have already started accepting applications for the next year. Otherwise, we would be behind the curve if we waited till October. But we could, maybe 2-year terms are better.
And it may be, you know, it may work out to a third of the people, a third of the 9-member MAC are appointed each year. Something like that. Who knows? But I don't think we need to address that tonight. Anything else, Julia, on the MAC?
No, I'm good. Anything else that I could do?
Did you have any feedback from them at all after the event, after the member appreciation event / meeting and Esther and
just from Esther. Esther was very happy. She loved it all. She emailed me and talked to me. I think Ryan sent an email too, but I didn't hear from any of the others. And again, I can't remember who I saw there, but I think there was a handful of them.
There were a handful of them there. I can't.
Yeah, but Esther was very happy.
Good.
I think there's a handful of them who are going to want to stay on the MAC.
Good. All right.
Thanks.
If that concludes subparagraph C, we'll move on to D, Enrica Resolution Process Report by Director Morse.
And I promised you I'd be quick because I know we took this off. I'm just going to run through the process super quick of how Enrica resolutions happen because this is the meeting where we talk about them. So I'm going to start with the annual Enrica meeting in March where our Enrica delegates go. There is a meeting that is run by the National Resolution Committee, and there are a series of resolutions that have been proposed throughout the year and gone through a variety of process. We'll talk about that as we go through the timeline. And that committee puts things on a consent agenda for we're going to pass all these resolutions. They're kind of no-brainers. They're going to put things on a consent agenda not to pass. We're not going to pass these. They don't have the support. They don't have the will of the people. They're just something that some cooperative did. They don't have a national influence, whatever. And we're going to pull a couple. We have a couple that we're going to discuss amongst all of the co-ops who send an Enrica delegate to vote. And most of the proposals end up on one of the two consent agendas. They're either up or down. Sometimes people pull things from the consent agenda and put them in the bulk of the meeting. In the meeting, the resolutions are discussed and often amended, or there are several different versions that make it to the meeting based on the process that they have with going through the regions. And then those are all voted on, and they become the resolutions. And those come into a book as the guiding principles for Enrica for their resolutions. And we have that book. I have the 2022 book. You can find it on the co-op pages. Last year, we made a concerted effort to really follow certain resolutions and really determine which ones were material to CHUGAT to kind of look at them. And we armed me to go because I am the Alaska Enrica rep. So I went to the regional meeting and we talked about them. I came back from that. We talked about them. We talked about them again before we went to the annual meeting. And then we had conversations and I voted accordingly. We won't go through those tonight, but I owe you a response for what happened at the annual meeting, like what happened to the resolutions we were following. The resolutions we were following were mostly part of the agenda that got discussed. You have an email that I sent you today, if not yesterday, I think it was today, that has the results of the meeting. Here's everything that was in the consent agenda. Here's everything for yes. Here's everything that was in the consent agenda for no. And then here are the things that we discussed and the changes that we made. We can review that at any time, and some other time if we have an appetite for it, we can. So that's the annual meeting. After the annual meeting, which is in March, there's a resolution committee meeting in May where people get together and start the process of here's what we think the next year should look like for Enrica resolutions, here's what people should be doing. They sometimes also pull stuff out of what happened at the annual meeting, which I think is really funny, right? Something happened in March, the membership passed it, it goes through legal, and legal's like, they can't really do this, or they need to say this a different way, or something happens. So some of the resolutions that were passed come back on for review because things happen fast in the annual meeting. Some are ideas that are bubbling up. You know, we want some guidelines around electric vehicles. We want to put an emphasis. We want to follow what's happening with coal plants and the retirement of coal plants. So Enrica populates that. Some that starts in May with a resolutions committee meeting that lots of people can go to. We have never gone. If you have a resolution you're interested in, you should go. In July, the National Committee considers all the resolutions that have been submitted by the state associations and individual co-ops. The deadline for that, submitting a resolution, is June 17th. I think everybody should have gotten an Enrica email that says that's coming up. Obviously, we're not going to talk tonight about a resolution to be submitted, and I think that's fine. There are other ways that gets on. All those resolutions go to the July National Committee meeting, and they prepare for the regional meetings, right? So the regional meetings are where we send me as the Alaska Enrica rep, and last year we sent me as also the Chugach Enrica delegate, right? And the committees are really where they discuss in detail the proposals. And so all the committee meetings happen in sort of like a succession, like region one and two, and then three and four, and each successive region receives a different version of the resolutions in the book based on what happened at the previous meeting. So it's really this sort of messy spaghetti soup of like, well, this region added this meeting, so we're going to pass it on to this meeting. Here's the original resolution, but here's what regions 5 and 6 passed, and maybe regions 7 and 8 want to also pass the 5 and 6 version, right? So these resolutions then go back in January to the National Resolution Committee, all the different versions that come out of the states. At the regional meetings, you can also introduce resolutions. So we have another bite of the apple if we really wanted to introduce a resolution. And then in January, that committee sort of sets the agenda and the stage for the March annual meeting. And then they send that out to the co-ops. And this is the list that we usually pull where they say, these are the agenda items that we think are going to be really important that we're probably going to discuss in detail, and then here's all the other resolutions. And that's when we usually get, it's been Arthur to get involved or Phil to get involved and go down and be like, these are important to Chugach. Chugach is neutral on these, you know, and figures out how we feel. We have another discussion. Then we go to the annual meeting in March, and we vote. That's the whole process. I think we need to start following it. Because, and there are instructions in your email on how to get on and see, but I just want to read the topics of the resolutions that are being considered in this July meeting already. Somebody's already submitted them ahead of the deadline. And so some of them are support for regulatory reform and fairness and environmental externalities. Two resolutions that are close, should we merge them? Support for equitable treatment in energy tax policy. Natural gas reliability and gas power market alignment. That's one that we have watched that they have pulled for a change in language. Support for financial relief of premature retirement of generation resources. All the things that we talked about. So I know we don't have the bandwidth tonight to go over resolutions or think if we want to be involved. I just wanted us to have a discussion before the deadline passed as opposed to after, to say, not right now are we going to do a resolution, but I'll be tracking what's happening, and we should have discussions in the future before the state meeting in September, before the regional meeting in September, if there's anything that we want traction on or any deeper dive that we want into some of these policies or any way that we want to participate that's more active. You have all of the stuff in email. I've sent you everything, so you can look at it later. And unless you tell me we're putting together a resolution before Friday, I'm going to think that we're not, and I'm done with my agenda item.
Could you start over?
No.
Go for it.
Are there any questions or comments for Director Morris?
I do. I mean, the ones you've said, they're very pertinent to Chugach. So obviously, like, they warrant some consideration at Chugach, but do we still use the APA forum to do a lot of those discussions and have?
So APA does a sort of scan, but then we have traditionally asked Arthur and Phil to build kind of like what we should be paying attention to and what we're neutral on.
Yeah, and that last one that you mentioned, the accelerated depreciation, I do see that as a major concern for us in the rail belt, given that we've got a bunch of rotating equipment that doesn't rotate without gas. Director Hollis.
I'd just like to say thank you, Director Morris, for going through that explanation. I think that there's always been a little bit of confusion about how that whole process works. Even after Mira came in and gave us a little primer on it, I thought your explanation was very clear. Thanks.
Anything else? Other comments, questions, or et ceteras? Hearing none, we will move on to executive session. There is none. Is there any new business? No. Director comments. Go counterclockwise around the table? No, we'll go clockwise. Director Morse, we'll start with you since you're on the committee.
Sure. I will say thank you for this brief governance meeting. Thank you to everyone who had the meeting before and the challenges that we continue to face there. And I look forward to discussing all this great work from governance, the membership advisory committee, the Enrica resolution. I'm excited about the year for governance. Thanks.
Director Wigan.
Appreciate the explanation of this Enrica process, because you're right, it was very mystical sounding when I first heard of it. And so, thanks a bunch. I appreciate all the staff's participation in this meeting and the prior.
Thank you, Director Wigan. Director Chastain?
I don't have much to add, except I want to thank you, Rachel, for taking on this process, because we've always been behind the curve ever since I've been on the board on the NRECA stuff. And digging deep, and I appreciate the fact that you've been appointed the Alaska rep on that. I think that's really good, and for the things that actually really do affect us, I think it's great that we've actually got somebody following them and following the process, so thanks for that. Thanks to everybody for sticking around and for participation in the previous meeting and, all the work that you did this week, and we will get through this process, and we keep working at it, and just appreciate your patience. So thank you, Arthur, you and the staff. Appreciate it.
Director Whitney.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone in the room there, staff, board, for everything you're doing. I appreciate the quick governance meeting. I will enthusiastically take on my role as vice chair and look forward to contributing to another year's worth of governance committee meetings and active MAC participation. Good things ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Director Cooper.
No additional comments.
Director Hollis.
Well, ditto to what was said before. And in particular, thank you to the management team, for Arthur and your entire team, for all your patience and sticking around while we have these lengthy conversations, and you got to be out in the hallway. So appreciate your patience and bearing with us.
Arthur?
I don't know how much I can repeat what's been said, but certainly appreciate our earlier discussion
and look forward to continuing to support Chugach and where Chugach needs to go into the future. And we're right behind the success of this organization. Thanks.
All right, I guess I'm last. Thank you, everyone, for all of the considered comments, especially during the prior meeting. These are not comfortable times to have the conversations at the table, but I think that everyone certainly brings the best of intentions for Chugach's future with us. With that, I would take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.